Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to tonight's session seminar on people skills. My name's Karen from Innerspace. I'm pleased to be with you this evening. And so, yeah, where to start with this session on people skills? So it's considered really, isn't it, an essential tools, really, you know, for our everyday lives, and also to ensure that the way that we kind of go about life and conduct ourselves, you know, it's in a respectful manner towards other people, and it's well received. And let's, you know, I know for myself, where there's harmony, life is so much more comfortable. And so people skills are something that can really enrich our lives. Now, if we don't have them, it can be a real serious setback as well. So what really are they? So simply put, a way of kind of seeing people's skills is that they are, you know, it's our ability really to be able to communicate in a pleasant, in a respectful way that really minimizes conflict and really, you know, helps build trust and could even inspire someone. Yeah, so to kind of consider it from that perspective. Now, in terms of this evening and how we're going to be exploring this, it's very much that it's from a perspective of really, it can be at that meeting point where we're in a sense, a meeting point with another person. And perhaps one of us actually isn't necessarily feeling at our best. And then kind of how do we navigate, yeah, that situation? How do we go about things? Because that, again, is going to affect the relationship in short term and also potentially long term. And so how we navigate ourselves in our daily interactions, that's also key. So what we're going to be exploring this evening is what gets in the way and looking at our positive intent in terms of how we go about our interactions. You know, well, where we're really coming from with all of this, where what would we want to be received, yeah, but from us to the other person. And also positive intent is also a good place to kind of look at, you know, what do I really want, what would I really want in my communications from other people? Not that I'm necessarily going to get that, but it's a good point, you know, to kind of ask yourself. And what are the building blocks? What are the building blocks for really what these people skills are really about? What do I really need to have set in place for myself? What needs to be like super clear? And also, what are the qualities that I need to be more aware of and I need to be cultivating over time? And also, hopefully we'll get time to look at facing difficult conversations. Yeah, so that could be a bit of a sticking point that we've got right now. So, so where we're going to start is, yeah, what is it? So we know people skills is a great way to go. And we're going to be exploring a bit more about them, but what is it that's really getting in the way of those people skills? And in this kind of situation, it's very much about, you know, what's going on in my head and what I'm kind of thinking that's distracting me. So it could be things like, I misinterpret you. Yeah. So, and I'm misinterpreting you with my old baggage, or you misinterpret me and now you're responding to me in a way that I'm kind of thinking, what's going on here? Yeah. Or it could be simply that, you know, I'm reading this situation and it's like a similar situation that I've had with somebody before. And now I start projecting that onto the situation that I'm in right now. And it could be where I felt somebody perhaps was downplaying or judgmental. Or it could be something like, I've been in a situation whereby or in terms of what I've got going through my mind is that what you're thinking about me right now is that I'm stupid. You might be, but yeah, joking apart. Yeah, so if I've started to kind of pick up something like that, and now that's kind of, you know, in my mind, and it might be, you know, that actually, again, it's totally down to my vision. We'll kind of be exploring this a little bit more. It could be that I'm really short for time, and something that I've been working on should have been finished, completed a long time ago, and I've been asking somebody else to help with it. Now, it's not, the deliverables haven't come through. I'm getting impatient. These were my expectations, and perhaps, you know, the way I'm dealing with it right now is not a really helpful way. And so these are some of the things, and there's so much more, as you can imagine, the kinds of things that get in the way in our interactions. So looking at it now from the perspective of having a choice, where do I really want to be coming from? You know, in a sense, like, you know, if I'm going to have a bar, let's say, this is what I'm working towards in my people skills. I'm not saying we're there yet, but it kind of can, to have, in a sense, like a compass, can be a really helpful tool to kind of come back to again and again and again, because it's what's really going to help me keep on track. So let's say within this people skills compass, some of the things that we thought could be really helpful would be, and again, it's often things that we're looking for ourselves, to feel safe. Yeah, so if I can share such a way of being within my interaction that helps another feel safe, valued, respected, understood. For at some level to love to be present. Now that could be present through a compassionate perspective. It could be present through your just, you know, a general warmth that's coming through in the way that you're speaking. Yeah, and all of that can put somebody else at a great deal of ease. So again and again, that's coming back to that is going to help me keep on track. Now, looking at these key building blocks. So the key building blocks here would be, you know, how do I view others? How do I view myself? So just going into this. So how I view others. So do I view others as, you know, as objects to help me fulfill a set of goals and tasks? Yeah, and so if I do, that's really going to be affecting how I treat them, right? And it might not be pretty. Whereby if I'm viewing others as, you know, these are human beings that I'm dealing with. And as human beings, we've all had our disappointments, our setbacks, our grievances. We're not always in the best place, but ultimately we're all doing our best. And also, even behind all of that, you know, essentially, each one of us is good. Each one of us, you know, is ultimately a good human being. And so when you think about it, who do you want to be interacting with on a daily basis? We want to be interacting ideally with good human beings, but that might not be what's showing up. But that's okay. Yeah, so... what I want to be doing is recognizing that it's in there. You know, it's within that person. And, you know, just ask yourself, I know for myself, when let's say you're feeling a little bit insecure or uncomfortable, and when that's kind of happening, and somebody really keeps a very positive vision of you, and they're talking to you from that perspective, it really, really lifts you up, and it really kind of puts you into, you know, a good feeling. It's very subtle, but it really, you know, can move mountains. And so really sharing from that space is really, really helpful. And let's face it, you know, we are living beings. We're living beings that have awareness. And all the time we are creating thoughts and feelings. And those thoughts and feelings are what are really impacting other people. And that's, you know, creating the atmosphere that we are sharing together, whether it's on a call, whether it's face-to-face, yeah, it will be affecting that communication. And others will be picking that up at some level. And so, where, you know, when you ask yourself again, so what do we really want, you know? And I feel that, you know, whether you're CEO or whether you're the cleaner, you know, we all want to be treated with love and respect. It doesn't matter what our role is in life, our job is. We all want the same things on that level. And so it's important that I don't go into situations demanding love and respect, but I go into situations recognizing that I'm here to share that, and I'm here to, yeah, enable things to move along with love and respect, and in kind of keeping all of that in mind, will can only really help my people skills. So our connection now to, you know, each interaction and its possibility. So at each moment, with each interaction that we have with other people, there is potential for experiencing a great deal of enrichment in our lives, and also have the opportunity to leave a positive impression on someone else and enrich them in that way. And when you think about, you know, really how do you want to experience your day-to-day lives, you know, that's a really lovely place to be, or a lovely thing to work to, a lovely aim, yeah, to have. And when you think about how you say just something as simple, yeah, as good morning, yeah, and it's a great kind of touchstone to be aware of. So am I saying good morning from the perspective of, you know, because I say it all the time, and, you know, I'll, you know, be on regular calls. And so am I turning up saying good morning and really wishing everyone a good morning? Or am I turning up saying morning? Yeah, and one is very habitual and robotic. The other, you know, the initial one was really kind of wishing that, and that will also be felt by other people. And so on these little levels, we can really make an impact. We can really make a difference. So how I see others. Yeah. So how I see others, I'm kind of jumping around here in my head. Just bear with me one moment. So how I see others, yeah, we've kind of looked at that to a degree. It'll also connect with what I'm going to be sharing next to a point. So how I see myself, yeah, that's also really, really important. It's really vital and paramount. So do I see myself as someone who is really defines myself by my achievements, you know, the outcomes of situations? And if I do, it's very likely that when it comes to other people, that I'll be very, you know, treating them like objects, as I was saying, but, you know, to help me move things along, because if that's my focus. And so to kind of really be aware of that, really, and it's a tricky one, really, because when you think about it, we are very task driven. We are very, you know, task orientated. So it's really, I think, a point of growth and learning to actually start kind of working in different ways. And you know, I am speaking for myself right now as well with this. So in terms of like how we communicate, am I communicating fully? Yeah, or is there something that's kind of getting in the way of my communication? And so I might not be being completely authentic, yeah, in my communication. And that could come for lots of different reasons. Usually it's because there's a lack, some at some level, I'm not so self-aware. And the more self-aware I can become, and I suppose, you know, that's very much one of the things that we're trying to draw out in this session, just to look at, well, what does that really look like? The more self-aware I can be long term, that's going to enhance my people skills because it's going to help me communicate fully. So let me just describe a couple of those things with you. So do I communicate fully in terms of, so let's say somebody comes to me at work in the old scenarios before BC, as we might say right now. So somebody comes to my desk and they, or could be, you know, somebody comes and Skypes you or whatever right now. And they say, you know, I need this doing and I need it really soon. And so I'm like, nope, sorry, can't help. I've got to do X, Y, and Z. And so I'm really kind of, you know, focused, caught up with what I'm doing. So at that moment in time, you could say that my people skills maybe just went out the window, or at that moment in time, they weren't so present because I was stressed. I was occupied with the pressure that I was feeling inside. But to kind of step back and take a moment in such a situation is what would really help myself, you know, and it could change, you know, how I approach the situation, or recognizing, you know, like today I'm working on, just hearing people fully. Yeah, and I'll speak about that more later. But so how this could kind of play out is, you know, that in terms of how I go about it, it could be, you know, I need to, let me think this through. I'm actually really caught up with doing something else right now, and it really needs my attention. Can I get back to you by the end of the day? Would that work for you? I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, we've all got the right, you know, to say no, but how we go about saying that no, that's what can really make all the difference. just thinking of another situation there. Now let's say you're in a situation whereby, I'm going to skip that one because I'm just aware that our time is probably going to, go quite fast this evening. And I'd like to just pause that one, I think, there. But I think the underlying statement that I want to kind of provide here at this moment in time is that, you know, often we think that people can kind of fully read us just by some of the signals that we're putting out there. And that may be the case, actually, at times. But I think the reality is that we need to really be aware that people aren't telepathic. But they are, we are super sensitive. And so what we say and how we say it, that's what has a huge impact. Now, let's say somebody's been appears to have been quite grumpy, and you've been doing something together, but they haven't told you why. Yeah. And when you think about it in situations, you know, they don't have to tell you why. Do they really? It would be nice, and it would again be nice if they had that self-awareness to realize that that's perhaps their state of being is impacting on somebody else. That would be really helpful, but I can't expect them to do that. And so these kinds of situations are quite interesting to kind of observe in yourself and how you respond. And so let's say something has happened like this, and you know, in terms of your headspace, you went into the situation with the need of that I need you. I need you to be nice to me in order for me to feel okay. Yeah, so let's say that was the situation. And so, but let's say in this situation, yeah, the person's being grumpy. And so ultimately, you know, I've perhaps got a filter on that's really getting in the way right now, because this filter is, I need you to be nice to me in order for me to be like, feel okay. Otherwise I'm kind of saying, I can't feel okay. But actually, if I was to take that filter off and, you know, allow myself to feel okay anyway, and yeah, there might be deeper tools that kind of need to bring that kind of awareness out more within myself, and I can talk about that a little bit, then that could really enrich the whole situation quite differently. And, you know, it would create a certain openness for the other person to be as they are. And, you know, it would allow me to, you know, to recognize I'm okay. Everything's okay with inside me. And, you know, let me just have, you know, some good wishes for that person. You know, they're obviously a little bit out of sorts today. Yeah. And so it could be quite different. So I think it's really important to kind of recognize, you know, at these sorts of times that we're like mirrors for each other. And you know, because that situation, when I hold it up to myself, it's like I'm kind of looking at it and seeing what's going on within me. And if the other person was to look at it, they might see what's going on within them, but I'm not in charge of that part of it. That's for them to look at. But I can look at what's going on within me, and it can be a wonderful way to really get to know yourself more deeply and really understand yourself, and also check and change yourself, just as you would if you were to look in a mirror, a physical mirror, and I don't know, your skirt's tucked up and you know, you've got some dinner on your face. And so of course, you know, you're going to just wipe yourself clean and, yeah, and tuck your skirt out, etc. Just to kind of, you know, get back to, you know, looking okay again. And so the same way, yeah, but we're just kind of going into things on a deeper level. So I'm just going to share a few thoughts around that could be helpful. I know that I find these personally interesting questions to check out with myself at such times. And so the first question is, so at that moment, yeah, well, let's say with that grumpy person, yeah, so what did I need from them in order for me to feel okay? And so at that moment, what did you need? So ask yourself that. And so I needed them to say to, you know, to kind of let me know that I'm okay. And then observe, you know, what comes after that. But they were not in a position to let you know that you were okay. So the next question would be, so how can I provide that for myself? And so I'd have to kind of, you know, dig deeper here. So how can I provide that? Well, when you look at it, you are okay. Yeah, you just started to kind of read things into it there. But you were fine, yeah, before. So you are okay. So what do I need to do? I need to cut slack. I need to drop the expectations. I need to, you know, perhaps just recognize that the other person wasn't feeling so good at that time. Yeah. And excuse me. And at that moment, what we've done is we've actually helped ourselves connect with our own tolerance power. And tolerance power is, It's not about gritting your teeth and, you know, trying to grin and bear things. It's much more about being supportive, perhaps at that moment being compassionate. And in doing so, that's, you know, your heart, you know, will have kind of got bigger at that moment in time. Yeah, and that feels so much better, yeah, than actually, you know, perhaps the thoughts that I was kind of potentially could have been thinking could be thoughts like they don't like me. Yeah, when where's that thought taking me really in my journey of growing my people skills? And so that reflective work is really those kind of key building blocks that can really make a big difference. If I'm willing to look in that mirror. If not, what we've got to be really mindful of is if we're not doing that, we could be playing the blame game. Yeah, and that's the kind of other, that's the other side of that. I think as well as generally, you know, in terms of the impressions that we're kind of creating inside ourselves and how to kind of facilitate that more actually. So instead of kind of, you know, when we're judging and criticizing or, you know, kind of going over how uncomfortable we felt in a situation or even playing the blame game, yeah, all of that's just going to be creating negative impressions. And the tricky thing with negative impressions is that we can come back to those again in the future. And so to kind of get out of that really is going to be helpful to me. So I actually want to be able to start to create good impressions. And so I might look to moments where, you know, where moments where you can be a little bit more social with someone, get to know them better. Yeah, these are wonderful opportunities. And also, you know, be very aware of you know, yeah, but how am I feeling? Because if I'm often going into things from a needy place, and that's definitely going to affect how I'm feeling in situations. And I'd say, you know, check out our self-esteem session. That's wonderful for exploring the kind of deeper tools around that. Also things like, you know, the meditation is wonderful because it's really allowing me to go, you know, to have a way of connecting more deeply with myself that takes me to a calmer space, that helps me pack up my thoughts and actually really come back to feeling much more comfortable within myself, wipe the slate clean. And, you know, then I think when we're kind of in that space, it's easier to cut that slack and, you know, see things from a different perspective. And then from that perspective, you know, we're going to be able to, we're going to feel the strength and being much more available there so that we can enjoy the interactions that we have and also the learning that they're providing us with as well, because that's also part of the picture. And one of the other kind of tips really, yeah, that I was considering about that as well is because expectations is quite a big thing, isn't it? And that can really get in the way, actually, of, you know, how we expect people to behave with us and how that's creating a great deal of the kind of negative talk back that's going on in our minds. And so you might even just want to try, you know, just observe, just trying to not have expectations, let's say for 15 minutes, and observe the benefits of that. And then I might decide, actually, let me try it for a bit longer. Observe the benefits again. And that could be just a helpful approach, just to start to create a little bit of a shift in there and look at how I feel about that. Now, in relationships, generally, flexibility really is something that goes a long way. And it can be really a wonderful way to foster good relationships. Now, I know for myself, I have to be careful because I can enjoy being the people pleaser because we can get good feedback. You know, it feels good to please people. But yeah, long term, you know, that can get you in a lot of scrapes and you could be, you know, overwhelmed with, you know, having too much on because you've said yes to everything. And so if you have got time to kind of go about things differently or, you know, squeeze that extra thing in, do it. It will go a long way. Being flexible is, you know, just look how to yourself, you know, how you appreciate other people's flexibility with you. Patience, another one of those wonderful qualities that we want to discover more of, use more of, and yeah, just find the benefits of, really. Patience can be a wonderful calm enabler, and I think it comes in many different facets. One of them would just be, yeah, in the moment, just being calm. Another one is, rather than, you know, necessarily kind of chasing after something, you know, finding out how it's going and, you know, got to get it by the end of the day, you know, all of those kind of things. It could be, you know, just let's, you know, there's time for this. Let's just see how this unfolds. Or it could be, you know, you notice that tendency in you to kind of, you know, want to kind of control everything. And so but then kind of looking to your past experiences, perhaps with someone, and, you know, recognizing they never let you down. They do usually get things done, but often it's in the last window. but they, you know, 9 out of 10 times they get it to you on time. And so knowing that that's kind of, you know, what that's likely what's going to happen, patience is going to be just, you know, just hold fire. Yeah. And again, because it's going to be affecting, my impatience would be affecting the relationship, definitely. Okay. So cooperation. Cooperation is a beautiful attribute, I think, to our people skills. And if you think about it, you know, you've cooked a nice meal and somebody says, or somebody just gets up and does the dishes. How nice is that? Yeah. Or you've got a really busy day on and somebody else realizes and they say, let me make your lunch today. How does that make you feel? So if I can do some of those things, yeah, for somebody else, how much of a relationship is that going to build with somebody else? And it's really kind of coming from a place of, you know, recognizing that there is give and take in relationships. But, you know, in a sense, like when I can give, it's to really take that opportunity actually and not just give, but give a bit more. And just be aware of how good it feels. And it really, really does. It really, really does feel good. And especially when you're not doing it from a place where you're wanting something back. That's the best. Yeah, because then it won't pull you. Yeah, in the future. I did this and they haven't, you know. But you know, just appreciate that you're in a position where you can. And how does that feel? But you know, because usually within relationships, we're in them for the long term, aren't we? We're not in them for the short term. Now, I think another part of this picture that's really important to establish as well, and this can change on a daily basis, and it's boundaries. Yeah, so boundaries could be something as simple as saying, I know this has happened to me, So let's say I'm living with somebody and they're pretty chatty and I really appreciate that about them. I'm pretty chatty, but every now and then I know that I need a day where I'm just really quiet and, you know, part of me might be kind of yearning for that. And so rather than me, you know, kind of, you know, feeling uncomfortable in the situation, the best thing that I can do, and to also respect my needs and my own, you know, my own feeling good within myself, is to actually create a bit of a boundary on that day, perhaps. And it could be something like, do you know, today I'm just going to be quite quiet. So it's nothing personal. I know that I just need to be quite quiet and just, you know, get along with things from that quiet space. And that is completely understandable. Yeah. So I think as well, when you're acknowledging that it's nothing personal, it helps the other person know, you know, that it's not about them. Yeah. It's about you and it's about your needs at that moment. And you're just being upfront about it. Now listening, yeah, that's another thing I just wanted to share about as well. Listening is an interesting one to kind of check where we are with things, especially when it comes to relationships, because it's that sort of thing that can make somebody else, if we're not really listening to somebody, somebody else can, you know, feel a bit put out by that or disrespected. And so to kind of, to actually check with yourself that, you know, so when I'm listening to somebody else, am I listening out of curiosity to understand them better? Or am I listening to kind of actually just get my bit in? Yeah, because they're very, very different things. And so, you know, that also, I think, links in very well with that quality of patience. Yeah, so that when I'm listening, I also need to, yeah, be patient and enjoy the journey, really, that I'm kind of going on with someone as I'm listening to them. Now, we've covered quite a lot this evening, and I'd like to just share some kind of quicker tips with you. Now, this one's really around how we go about asking others for things, yeah, or asking help from others, this type of thing, yeah. And in these kinds of instances, it can be really helpful to check out where the other person is at, get a bit of a feel for it. So you might just start off by saying, you know, how's it going? How's your day going? What have you been up to? Just to get a feel of where the ground's at. Yeah. I know sometimes, you know, just again, always good to check yourself. I know for myself, I can, you know, if somebody kind of dives straight into, I need this, I need it like now, I can be like, whoa, I haven't quite caught up with you yet. And, you know, that takes my tolerance power at that moment in time and my patience and my kind of adjustment to kind of refocus to somebody else's needs, which is all well and good. So yeah, it's an interesting one, you know, to just kind of observe yourself, because we can also observe how I react, how I perhaps would like to be spoken to at times. And so it may be at that kind of moment when you've kind of, let's say you've got the feeling that actually, you know, it's not really a good time. They've had a crazy day. And, you know, to even just say, you know, I was going to be asking you help for something, but I'm appreciating now is not a good time. Can I catch you in the morning? Would that be good? Other things in terms of like the way we go about things with others and maybe when we're working with others or, yeah, you know, doing something together. So instead of telling somebody what to do, which can, you know, do you like being told what to do? Maybe not. Maybe you do. I don't know. But another way of saying it can be, you know, can I suggest X, Y, and Z, or you know, can I suggest, you know, you could look at it like this, or you could try that, or what do you think? Yeah. And also be prepared to listen to the ideas of others, because they might even have a better idea than you. Disagreements are an interesting area, aren't they? And often we can be a bit fearful of disagreements, but when we start to look at from the perspective of, well, disagreements actually aren't bad, because, you know, they're a wonderful opportunity to kind of look at things differently, explore your own beliefs, check if there's a different way of going about things. So there's so much up to kind of discover. And you know, when you look at it like that, you go, what's bad about that? But let's say I am listening to somebody, and I am curious, I am asking questions, I am going on a bit of a journey with them to kind of understand them better, but it gets to a point where I go, I don't agree. Then, you know, absolutely fair to say that, but you've done a little bit of groundwork there for them to feel acknowledged, to feel respected, to feel understood. Yeah, so when you say, I don't agree, this is how I actually perhaps see things, they'll be prepared to listen to you. Now, this is an intriguing one now. So I just want to just cover this briefly, and it comes down to difficult scenarios. You know, those kind of scenarios that we want to try and avoid sometimes because they're difficult conversations. So I'm just going to cover this very briefly because I know we're up against our time. So really important. So I'm going to give you a scenario. The scenario is that it's appearing that the other person's not cleaning up after themselves or just not doing the cleaning, yeah? And you know that cleaning is important to you and you need to address this, but you want to address it in a way that the other person can hear you. And so it's because it's my issue right now that I like to live in a clean place. I really need to, first of all, state my needs and what I need from them and what that might look like. Yeah. And so the first one, yeah. So I might say it's now a good time, all of that. But then, you know, it's just wanted to, you know, I wanted to speak about this. It's actually really important for me that I live in a clean place and that the place is clean. And I was wondering, number two, can I get your help with the cleaning on a regular basis? And number three, what would that look like? So can I suggest that, I look at the kind of like how we could split the tasks. And, we could perhaps alternate that. I could come up with a rotor and, you know, run that by you. How would that be? Yeah. And in such a situation, what you've done is you haven't pointed out, you know, that a finger at them and that they're wrong for not doing the cleaning, all of that, which would have probably at that moment in time would have got their back up. And perhaps not got a response, you know, a helpful response. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong again, you know, the other person has the absolute right to say no. And if they do, then actually that really points the finger back to me, which is much more about, okay, so this is the reality of the situation right now. What does that now mean for me? Okay, so I'm going to stop there because I'm so aware that we've covered all of the aspects of the people skills session this evening. And I just wanted to thank you for staying with us and also to say, let's just finish with a couple of minutes meditation and then I'll make a very brief announcement about what we've got next. Okay, so just sitting comfortably. And as you do, just choosing to just step back from all the different things that have been shared. And look into what's like looking into the mirror of your heart. And in doing so, what's that one thing out of this session that has really spoken to me this evening? That I know that I would really like to implement. And now just let that seed grow in your mind. And now let that be a part of you. Thank you.